53rd case. I can run as a void, which will be the pointers and a case.
The whole world does not hide it. His entire capacity stands alone revealed. He encounters situations without getting stuck. With every move, he has the ability to assert himself. In his phrases, there's no partiality. Everywhere, he has the intention to kill people. But say, in the end, where do the ancients go to rest? To test, I'm citing this old case. Look. Case. Once when Great Master Ma and Pai Cheng were walking together, they saw some wild ducks fly by. The Great Master asked, "What is that?" Cheng said, "Wild ducks." The Great Master said, "Where have they gone?" Cheng said, "They've flown away." The Great Master then twisted Pai Cheng's nose. Cheng cried out in pain. The Great Master said, "When have they ever flown away?"
The Master Matsu, in this case, was one of the disciples of Nanaku Eijo. In Japanese, we call him Basoku Master. Pai Cheng was one of the also famous disciple of Baso Matsu Zen Master. This is a conversation between the Master Matsu and Pai Cheng when they walked together. Pointer says, the whole world doesn't hide it. His entire capacity stands alone revealed. Whole world means the truth. Truth is the that which exists constantly beyond whether you accept or refuse, whether you believe in or not, whether you take it or throw it away. This is a truth. So that truth is constantly omnipresent wherever you may go. The world, that's why it says the world doesn't hide it. It is always manifested wherever it may go. So how? It's always manifest itself as each of phenomena, trees, birds, rivers, human beings. That's why he says the whole world doesn't hide it. his entire capacity stands alone, revealed. So his entire capacity means the whole world, the capacity of the whole world, the capacity of the truth. The capacity of the truth manifests itself within individual life. Within the life of trees, within the life of birds. So he encounters a situation without getting stuck, with every move. He has the ability to assert himself. In order to assert yourself, anyway, we have to see boss, phenomena. Which are manifested. In the light, and also phenomena are not phenomena, because phenomena are based on the truth equality, which means the whole world doesn't hide it. So he encounter a situation without getting stuck. You can't be stuck with either one of them, so-called phenomena. If you see phenomena, you cannot believe in phenomena which is something real. If you see form of dance, you cannot be stuck with only the form of dance, because you have to see something more than form of dance, performed, shown by performance, dancer. That is called beauty of art. But we don't know what the beauty of art, because it doesn't have any colors, smells. Only when you have your own eyes, you can see it. But if you don't have, you cannot see it. That's why dancer and also audience who are interested in dance, they naturally try to practice to understand how beautiful dance is. In order to practice, anyway, even though you don't understand, you have to continually see the dance again and again. This is one of the practice. As a dancer, you have to constantly practice every day according to the guide, according to the teacher's suggestions. Regardless of whether why you have to do this way or that way, you have to practice. So, because you as a dancer cannot perform dance, just a form of dance. But you have to perform dance as a form, but simultaneously as a beauty of dance, within the form of dance. That's why you can't be stuck with either one of them. You cannot always manifest the beauty of the dance without form of dance. So, you have to use the form of dance, which is constantly changing, appearing and disappearing, just like a bubble. If the form of dance are just like a bubble, it's not so important. You can ignore them. No, you cannot ignore them. So you have to use with your best. You have to perform the form of dance as they really are. And then you have to, anyway, manifest the beauty of dance. So that is, that's why he says he encounters situations without getting stuck. Whatever you do, washing your face, even though when you walk on the street and see the encounter, the situations, of course, severe weather, winter, or trees on the mountains in the severe weather. You cannot handle the severe weather, so-called winter, Minnesota winter, according to your feeling and emotions. If you deal with winter like this, you cannot live here. But make your mind calm and see the severe winter. It's beautiful, ain't it beautiful? You have never known before. I have been already 10 years in Minnesota. Gradually, I understand. I love very much severe winter. And each different change of four seasons are really beautiful in Minnesota. So, you have to see severe winter in terms of your emotions and feeling, but simultaneously you have to see the winter with whole universe, nature, this move nature. That is beautiful, it's really beautiful. Because complete beyond your feelings and emotions, etc. So, he encounters situation without getting stuck. With every move, he has the ability to assert himself. And then at that time, wherever you may go, when you are in the severe winter, you can really have the ability to assert yourself. If you understand severe winter in terms of your feeling and also beyond your feelings. Because even if one trees always manifest itself as it really is, simultaneously it shows huge rhythm of nature. That's why if you see the trees, you really feel beautiful and appreciate it. So, very naturally, if you understand like this, if you understand trees, severe weather, and autumn, summer, spring, like this, you really can have a great ability to assert yourself. That is what is called rest, peace. That's why the last sentence says, in the end, where do the ancients go to rest? In other words, where is the peace? Where is the real relaxation? I went to the college just 2 days ago to talk about relaxation. Well, anyway, you have to research what is a real relaxation? What is a real peace? So, even though you understand like this, intellectually you understand pretty well, if I say so. Again and again, if you listen to this, then you really understand it. But still, it's pretty hard for us to get the peace and rest and relaxation. Where is it? This is our practice every day. When you stand up, there is a peace, real relaxation there. When you wash your face, there is a rest, perfect peace, perfect harmony, relaxation there. And then you can really assert yourself, appreciate yourself. From this situation, you can really feel gratitude. Otherwise, it's very difficult to find the relaxation. Even though you try to have relaxation through the exercise and jogging and from the diet, etc., still you don't have a real rest or real peace, real harmony, relaxation. So in your whole life, you have to research where is rest, where is the peace. In his phrases, there is no partiality. So whatever you say in his phrases, there is no partiality means directly his words hit the human heart. Everywhere he has the intention to kill people. In his phrases, there is no partiality. Phrases means not only the words, but also your action with your body, your action with your mouth, or with your silence. With your mind, this is all actions, all phrases. Even the silence has a lot of phrases, words, so silence is really pure, hitting to the people's heart. If you practice yourself on everyday basis, understanding trees and also whole nature behind the trees. In that time, even though you face directly the trees, without saying, without composing a poem, just stand up, but it's really impressed by people, by the trees. So people are really appreciated, really moved by your presence. Everywhere he has been intention to kill people. To kill people means to wake the people, to awaken to people, and also to make their life alive. That is to kill. To cut off the kind of tendrils of human delusions, and then let him go straight. Means make him go straight means to stand up straight and make their life, make him their life alive. When he washes his face, he has to anyway awaken to his situation, his circumstances, and stand up straight, walk straight. That is compared to kill people, because you can insert your own idea, your own standard point, standard of your idea into it. But say, in the end, where do the patient to go to rest to test the anxiety is all the case. Look, once when great Master Ma and Pai Chang were walking together, they saw some wild ducks fly by. The great master asked, "What is that?" Chang said, "Wild ducks." The great master said, "Where have they gone?" Chang said, "They've flown away." The great master then twisted Pai Chang's nose. Chang cried out in pain. The great master said, "When have they ever flown away?" Well, this is simple stories, pretty usual stories. You say, why did the Pai Chang, the Matsu Zen Master, ask like this? You could say something about why he asked like this. Then Master Matsu and Pai Chang were just walking together. He asked like this. If you read the Agama also, Shakyamuni Buddha always teaches like this, according to circumstances and opportunity when they met. For instance, the Shakyamuni Buddha, when the Shakyamuni Buddha walked with the disciples, by the river, and they saw, four pools in the river, and he pointed out to the four pools and says, says about the human suffering. Buddha explains like this, and also in this case also same things. The Master too walked together, saw the wild duck, and he uses immediately the circumstances and opportunity to talk about what did you say? Anything is okay?
Maybe something about impermanence.
Impermanence.
That Chang says while they're flying away.
Mm-hmm.
Ma says, are they really?
Mm-hmm. Another different idea?
Well, it's like the case the couple back where it's this is it. He says, what is that?
What?
He says, what is that? It's like, this is it. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
I just said, well done.
Yes, but yes. What is that?
Wild ducks.
Wild ducks. Wild ducks. In other words, say in the day about the what is it or what that, that's a different word.
When he indicates wild ducks flying away and the student goes, he indicates, as Freud said, impermanence.
Mm-hmm.
But when he turns to it and tweaks his nose, and says, when did it fly away? It strikes me, he indicates that although situations are always fluid, they have a certain sameness. In other words, the situation is always moving, but there is a sameness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that the student is in the midst of the same movement.
Yes, that's possible. No, that's pretty good. But the in the point pointer says here, I may explain that the first line says the whole world doesn't hide it. Its entire capacity stands alone, revealed. That means the truth is no colors, no smells, but according to Sandokai, spiritual souls shines clearly in the light, means that truth is no color, no smell, but that's why the truth can manifest itself everywhere, okay? In the table, with the table, with the human beings, and also that's why it says entire capacity stands alone revealed. Whatever it is, it's alive. So that is the point of this koan. Master Matsu really want the Paichang awaken to that situation, that point. Whole truth. Truth is really vague. You don't understand what the truth is, you cannot grasp it. But it's working. It's not something apart from us. It's always manifested, working, functioning with us, with all sentient beings. That point, the Zen Master Matsu want to say. So of course you can understand the flying away is implication of impermanence. That's fine. But this is, that's what pointer says, it says. So from this point, what dark is implication of anyway truth. The whole world doesn't hide it. It's always manifested in everywhere. Spiritual source shines clearly in the light. Light means phenomena. In the phenomena, always. And Sandokai says, the branching streams flow into the darkness. Darkness means the truth. So always interconnected, interpenetrated, simultaneously. So, and also another point is the truth, spiritual source shines clearly in the phenomena. So that means truth is always exists, always existing in the phenomena. Okay? Simultaneously, phenomena always flow into the darkness, means always truth. So you can grasp the phenomena as a phenomena because it's always flow into the darkness, truth. So it means the all phenomena, human bodies, human mind, no colors, no man, no eyes, no ears, we always chant. Very naturally. Strictly speaking, human bodies, human mind, all sentient beings, anyway fall into darkness, means the truth. So-called emptiness. For emptiness means boundlessness or countlessness or eternity, we can say. Or full presence. We can say so. Anyway, full presence, full working, full dynamic working. That is source, spiritual source. So you cannot grasp it. This is a nose. This is a wild duck. So, but anyway, truth and wild duck, all with wild duck, and also with this, the Pai Chang, always walking together. Walking together. Where? Where? Always walking together, interconnected, interdependent. You cannot separate. So where is the point? Where is the point which you cannot separate? with it. You can't separate truth or phenomena with it.
Only in how we perceive it, you know, through mind, we create a dualistic gap.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, we separate.
Sure.
You know, we say, oh, this is it.
Sure. So beyond that, oneness, where is it?
Intersection of time and space, right here?
Sure.
Right now?
That's the point. What is the intersection?
No.
Where is the intersection?
Right here?
Here.
Right here.
Right here now.
Pretty good. Right here. Right here and now. That is moment. That's moment. That moment is if all things comes together in a moment, at the moment, okay, and within the moment, and then what is the point? What is the moment? What is the moment? Just this. Nothing. You cannot pin down that this is a wild duck or this is a Pai Chang. You cannot say so. Just a moment. Moment is moving pretty slow. You think so? Or pretty quick? Super speed. So if you think the moment through your head, you can create the length of the moment. At that time, it's too late to understand the moment as it really is. Because if you think the moment through your head, it's already length of the moment or weight of the moment. The real moment where the white dog and Pai Chang comes together, walking together, there is no length, no weight of moment. What is that? What is this? No length, no weight. The moment, what is this? Of you, of the wild duck, what is this?
That oneness beyond the words, action.
Action.
Yeah.
Yes.
Engagement.
Very undefined action. Very undefined. Action in pure sense. Exactly. Just like moment is, in other words, moment is just like the bottom filled with water. And then moment is very pure, no colors, no smell, anyway. Okay. And also, if you the undefiled practices, just put the for the you can put a drop of red ink into it. Okay. That is your actions. So whole moment simultaneously. All become red. The moment is very moment, but the whole world become red. In other words, whole world is the truth. The truth is omnipresent, just like a bottle filled with the water. So even though you shake it, it doesn't move anyway because it's filled completely. That is the truth. Omnipresent. We say omnipresent. Wherever you may go, it's there. So, it doesn't move actually, but actually it's moved because it appears in everything, tables, human beings, etc. So when you put a drop of red ink, the moment, immediately, whole world becomes red. That is your action. Your action. Your action is red, white, blue, any kind of action you can put it. Because whole world is completely for emptiness, boundlessness. Just like energy, life energies. Okay. So complete beyond the world, and it is just an undefiled practice, undefiled actions, human action. That is called shujo, refined practice, refined human action. That's why he says anyway. in order to awaken that point, so called undefiled practice, to the Zen Master Matsu wanted that the Kaichan to know what the undefiled practice is. So he twist his head, his nose, anyway. And then say, he screamed out. That is, that out, screaming out, is one of the, his undefiled practice. Beyond the beyond the wild duck flung away, or that is, what that is within the, well, Paichan, whatever you say, it is still ideal. What that has flown away means, in a sense, truth is omnipresent. So truth is always, wherever it is, it's moving. Wherever you may go. So, but that truth is not the flown away, complete means doesn't separate from you, because that Vada as a truth is always present in individual life. Where is it? Both come together. While that and human beings come together, this is a moment, or we say real reality. You're present there. Real reality is exactly there. So that's why you cannot understand exactly what's going on there. But as best as we can, we have to make our mind calm and to know it. This is our responsibility too, okay? But on that end, we don't understand exactly, because boundless of human life. But you cannot depend on, you cannot leave everything to the bottomless of human life, no. If you do it, your life becomes messy. We have to know what's going on with your best. So the twisting his nose is implication of awareness, of real reality, moment, where the truth and phenomena comes together, interpenetrated, interwoven, interacting constantly. The Nanka. Question is, trees are the moment or real reality where moment and where a tree stands straight in the mountains in severe winter is where? Real reality, complete beyond the world, combination of the truth or phenomena or severe winter, you cannot say so. Nothing to say. But if you see the trees exactly, you can see the tree as a tree, but simultaneously you can see whole world. That's why it is, you can see the beauty exquisite beam of a tree, because tree's life always tells us what real reality is, what moment is. So, within a moment, there is no excuse, no word. But no word constantly teaches us how beautiful it is. Teaching about what? Truth. Big word, to call nature, rhythm of nature, and also trees in future life. But simultaneously, interconnected, interpenetrated. That's why, even though you don't understand, if you're a human being, you are really moved by this tree. What is a real reality? What is the moment of the tree? Moment of the tree is just to stand up. So, very pure practice. Just stand up. Constantly just achieving continuation of just stand up. Constantly. That's very simple practice, but it's very beyond your feeling. Beyond the feeling of the trees, feeling of the weather. Anyway, standing. That is so-called beauty of art. Okay? Beauty of the nature. You can see that. So, the great master finally said, when have they ever flown away? So you cannot say when. Where is wild duck? Where is Pai Chang? The moment you think, the moment when you think so, wild duck gone. If you don't say so, wild duck also gone. And finally you have nothing to do. Basic nature of real reality, you are standing there, is completely no comment. All you have to do is you just be there. How do we know? It's pretty hard. That's why they must twist his nose. Immediately crying and pain comes up. That is really pure, undefiled practice. Completely beyond. If that sound comes from wild duck, that sound comes from where? Pai Chang? No way. If you think so, that is your speculation. Just a scream. Well, just a scream is just scream. If so, if you think so, wherever you may go, you just scream. You cannot do that. When you have to scream, or when you shouldn't scream, you have to think that. But sometimes you can scream. Because if you scream in a pure sense, scream is beautiful. It makes you alive. It makes you awaken to it. Verse, page 60. Why that? Who knows where they are? But Tzu saw them coming and they had wars with each other. He told all about the seeing of the clouds on the mountains and the moon of the sea. And before Chan didn't understand but said, they flown away. Pai Chan wanted to fly away, but Matsu held him touched. Speak. Wadats. That is wadats. Exactly wadats. Pointing out what human life is. Wadak. Who knows where they are? Wadak. Who knows? If you, the truth is within you, who knows? You can't know the truth. Mm-mm. The truth knows the truth? Oh, of course. But what's that? What does it mean? Truth knows the truth. What does it mean? It's not a matter of discussion. Truth knows truth is you have to just the fully aliveness of your life at the moment. Real reality, that's all. So, finally, if you think it, immediate question arises. Who knows? Who knows is who knows? Who knows is nothing to pin down. The only question is left. Who knows? But who knows is really good suggestion. What is real reality is. Matsu saw them coming and they had words with each other. So for Matsu Zen Master, he knows pretty well what is the wadats are, and also wadats have lots of words, even though wadats have no colors, no smells, no form, so called truth. But he knows. Matsu Zen Master knows pretty well. Even the silence, Matsu Zen Master knows how many words silence has. But if you don't have eyes to see the significance of the silence, you don't see the lot of words within the silence. Matsu saw them coming and they had words with each other. He told all about the singing of the clouds on the mountains and the moon of the sea. What kind of words the wildcats have? What kind of words then must Matsu know? Interconnected, interpenetrated with the phenomena called Paichan. So he taught all about the singing of the clouds on the mountains and the moon of the sea. That means real rhythm, dynamic rhythm of four worlds: mountains, rivers, clouds, skies, like behind the trees. Standing in the mountain, tree is not only the one tree, but it's a whole world. Alive is alive within the tree. That's why it is, tree has lots of words. He can talk with this tree. As before, Chan didn't understand, but say they've flown away. As before, Chan didn't understand, but say they've flown away. Well, because always the truth is moving, omnipresent. So before, whether or not you know what you don't know. Anyway, they've flown away. Paichan wanted to fly away because Paichan knows pretty well who he is and simultaneously who is Pai Chan, what is the truth within me? So if he understands the truth within him, he doesn't want to stay with the truth. He doesn't want to stay with his awareness of the truth. He wants to be free from it. If you get the PhD, you want to be free from PhD because you have to work with the people. So very naturally, Pai Chan wanted to fly away, but immediately, anyway, Matsu held him fast. Because even though you want to be free from it, but you can't forget that degree, PhD. So you have to keep the PhD, but you cannot stay with the PhD, so you have to throw it away, but you can't forget. That is the real reality, okay? Where you are, how you work with the people, okay? Without forgetting a PhD, but being with, being free from PhD. And then how you can share your life with people? That's where. Okay. That is the moment. That is the real reality. How? That is undefined process. Exactly. So, Matsu, anyway, held him fast and immediately said, speak. Speak means what? What? Share your life with the people. Okay. There's some question.
Bodhisattva, hey. Before you're making an analogy about how our action colors the whole world, you're talking about water in the bottom, you put red ink in it simultaneously, the water becomes red. So I was wondering if we direct ourselves towards saving all sentient beings, does that mean then that the whole world is directed towards saving all sentient beings?
Mm-hmm. Whole world. If you saved yourself, whole world is saved. If you become a Buddha, or if you have your own eyes to see everything as a Buddha. Buddha means you should see the tree as it is, but simultaneously you have to see whole world. You know? So that is, at that time, that is called Buddha. Because whole world, whole nature, and trees working dynamically. We don't know what it is. Anyway, dynamically it's working. That is called Buddha. That Buddha is philosophical emptiness because nothing to pin down. But approximately, or strictly speaking, or realistically, anyway, true, whole nature and trees working together. Okay. So if you have eyes to see enough to see that, you can save yourself. Simultaneously, you can save the tree, and simultaneously, you can save whole nature. It's not abstract, it's really practical way.
Well, then, can I ask another question?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that. Like a tree standing on a mountain in the middle of severe winter, that manifests the truth itself. It just stands there. I wonder about people who we might think are living in the world, living in self-delusion, living like maybe in the realm of greed, anger, and self-delusion. For an example, let's take like a wino on Hennepin Avenue. We might think that he's living in delusion. But is that wino too then manifesting truth? And just standing up there, you know, just as he stands there, drinking himself, drunk.
Yes, totally speaking, he's also manifesting the truth. So, if you have eyes enough to see the broad scale of the universe, well, you can learn a lot from that drunkard. The temporary, for a certain period of time, he is a drunk. But I don't mean he loses the truth. I don't think so. For instance, when you climb the mountains, if you see the mountain in the distance, it's beautiful. Then you want to climb the mountain, but if you climb the mountain, so you don't feel beautiful because hard work and you don't like it, and the storms and hurting your legs, and so you don't like the mountain. But I don't mean the beauty of the mountain is lost. It's still there. You see, so?
Is that why Pai Cheng wanted to run away?
Oh, Pai Chang knows pretty well the total situation.
But what you just said of not liking the mountain while you're climbing it.
Mm-hmm. He knows what the mountain is, who is climbing. But all he has to do is completely devote himself to climb the mountain, becoming one with the mountains. Okay? Means that he should forget himself. That means fly away. He should himself forget himself, becoming one with the mountain's rhythm, life. But on the other hand, then Master Matsu hold it, grasping, because he cannot forget himself, who is planning, which is him. So I am here climbing the mountain, so I can't forget myself. But if I want to know real rhythm of life or mountain's life, I have to complete the world fully of myself to the mountain's life anyway, constantly. That means fly away. I should fly away anyway. Means forget. So what is that? Flown away. But on the other hand, they must grasp him because don't forget, you. So you are there, free from you, that contradictory. But completely working together. Well, that is your reality. One moment. You have to be there. You have to act there. That is pretty hard because you have to balance. What? How do you balance? Where? Not in intellectual sense. Right in the moment. That's why it's pretty hard. That is so-called practice. We have to practice.
Understand? You said when you save yourself simultaneously, you save all beings. Is that different than the bodhisattva vow to allow all beings to cross over first? The bodhisattva vow seems to be saying that all other beings cross over first. I mean, allowing all beings to be saved before the self or the bodhisattva.
time up here, there are no world exists. For me.
Your own world?
Well,
your own world gone.
Is there still, well, I'm thinking that you were saying a phenomena. Seems to me, phenomena is because you feel or accept or anything. That's why there are phenomena.
Mm-hmm. So what the world you can see through your six consciousness, this is phenomena. Okay?
Okay.
That's
so, real world.
Yeah, real world. No, I don't know. It's a real world.
I can get to that's world.
Yeah. Well, the six, your six consciousness believe it is real world.
Okay.
Strictly speaking, it's not real. Provisional.
Oh.
It's a provisional world.
Mm-hmm.
For provisional world, even though you say world is provisional, well, it's there. That's why you can't ignore. You have to take care of provisional world.
Mm-hmm.
Complete beyond it is important or it is not important, because provisional world exists here. Do you understand that one? But
it's there. Not for me, but that because I'm here, and so I can see the existence.
That is provisional existence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what is your question?
Well, my question is, saving others is same as saving yourself. And since whole world is yours, since you, this all the phenomena is because exists for you because you are here, and making yourself more comfortable is making a, well, like a feeling other people is also make your world more better.
In terms of Buddhist teaching, we don't have a view. So-called world exists first before your birth.
Okay.
And then you can join the world, and then so-called birth. We don't have a such idea.
Appear as you.
Simultaneously. When you were born, word appeared.
Okay.
Simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
So, from this point, when you were born, the word is here means that it's your world.
Uh-huh.
Not the world, not, it is not for you.
Well, okay, yeah.
And only you create your world.
Right.
Okay?
Not for me, but that world is I create.
Sure.
Okay.
You create.
Mm-hmm.
So, you create means, do you understand the world you create? This is very important for us. Everyone create. Here is 10 people. Each people create this world. Means each people has a different idea. I can see everybody like this, but I can see everyone in terms of my karma, my point of view, my taste, my feeling, etc. Do you understand? That means you are not you, you are me. You are Karagiri, say, each Karagiri, 10 Karagiris there. Okay? Do you understand? That it is very true. That's why if you say one word to me, but other people don't hear that word, but I feel I am very sensitive to that word, and immediately I become mad at it. So I always create my word. So you create also your world. So here is 10, 20 different worlds here. You understand? That means you are not separate each other. Because I create my own world means all of your world are completely included in my world. Do you understand? So you are my world. That's why I cannot ignore it. You see so? So, if I see you, you are a mirror of my life, looking at myself. So, your life becomes the contents of my life. Okay? If you become a crazy and destroy this Zen center, this is my mirror. Do you understand? So I say, don't, please, don't destroy this one. Please keep it here. So everyone, that's why we are connected to each other. Right? That's where we can share the compassion with each other. And another example is Buddha mentions in the sutra, everyone loves himself the best. Okay? If so, who loves best? The Buddha says, everyone loves himself best in this world. Why is it we have to hurt others? Do you understand? Same idea. It comes from the same idea. I create my own world, so all of you are completely absorbed into my world as a content or quality of my life. That's why I appreciate your existence. Is that all right?
Could you say why it seems like in all the Zen teachings, like all these cases, it seems like they are really pointers and don't talk much about the implications of all this? like why is that sort of like been like traditional Zen way of passing on?
Passing on this one?
Passing on information, yeah. About what one person knows to another.
I wish I could. I want to keep my mouth shut. Just to give it to you. Is that all right?
Yeah. Seems like we could package this stuff.
Package?
Yes. Sell it. Sell
it. Then it would turn into trash.
Yeah.
So if you read this poem, anyway, it's very, you know, direct words. Really appreciate, you know, a wonderful expression of explaining the real point. So in the beginning, you don't understand, but anyway, step by step, anyway, continue to read and try to understand. Really, you appreciate this one. A very short word, but it's really expressing something more than word. Behind the word, you can see something pure, clean. So it's very simple. So all you have to do is just read it. But it's pure because they have
kind of technical words and simple words. Bodhidharma uses vastness and nothing holy. That's really short word, but explain very simple. Vastness and nothing holy. If I explain a little bit, slip off, but we have already big heads. Therefore, we have to know around this one. Mm-hmm. We try to guide to come across to the point. And the Zen master, it is a very interesting story. One of the Zenji, of a Zen age, of a Zenji, and the Abhutva age, went to the spring, hot spring, with his, you know, flowers, after giving a teisho and. And then, you know, the Japanese hot springs are big and fast out there. And the basin together. And, followers very appreciate him. Thank you very much for your teisho and lectures. And it really moved me. It's something that I appreciate. And then the Zenji says, all I mentioned are. So me, the old that followers very mad at him, and they made a special one. That's interesting. That's the same teacher says. Please, thank you very much. That's how I get a lot. So this is very good for us. You should remember this one, because we are talking about Buddha's teaching in terms of, what to say, profane being, not holy. You know? And then, if I say something about some aspect of Buddha's teaching in appropriate way, and then you appreciate me, and then sometimes you really admire me, some kind of God or divinity, and then priest becomes, you know, holy.
I am good boy.
That is very dangerous. It's really dangerous. That is called over infatuation. You are, anyway, even the teacher is over infatuated by admiration from the people. But a teacher must be always admired by people, but teacher must be free from admirations. Any fame is said. That's why then teacher said, I tell a lie. Made it mad. That's pretty good. So you can be completely free from divinity or symbol of worship. He's human. But simultaneously, he is, anyway, Buddha, because without Buddha, without becoming Buddha, he cannot teach. The Buddha's teaching, so he is Buddha. But on the other hand, he cannot stay with the Buddha anyway, because he knows how profane he is. So, same approach to that situation.
I was wondering if they use the word killing people, and then you said that That means something about waking people up so they can live fully. I don't remember exactly what you said. Why use the word kill to mean that?
Well, kill means kill. I don't know the term. I don't know why we kill. But sometimes we need a very strong term, you know, because we are very ignorant. We should use a very big term and a strong term, and then we wake up. if we use all these very gentle, soft words, and we don't awaken, you know. So then that's why they use sometimes very strong, very hostile word. But to kill is simultaneously it's not to kill. To kill is to alive, to be alive. Okay. Or to be free means to hold, always to interconnect. Mm.
So always the word in its opposite?
Yes, opposite. Not only the kill, destroy. For instance, to criticize somebody is not to destroy. Usually we destroy. Destroy or hurt people's feeling. But if you criticize somebody, I think not merely criticize, to put down the people, or to disgrade the people's virtue and etc. Okay? But simultaneously, to make his life alive, enhance, support. That is basically, there must be compassion. On the basis of educating people, using the word, etc. So, and then, if you see the kill, term kill, it's not merely kill. To alive, to be alive, to make something alive. So, broadly speaking, that means to kill is to practice egolessness, egolessness, or to forget. To forget, that means. To forget means to be, not to destroy you. Okay? To forget yourself means to raise your life, supported by the whole nature, like a tree standing. Okay? It's hard for us because we have a big head, so we cannot imitate them, just like the trees. It's hard, but we can do it. So for this, how can we do it? Forget yourself means egolessness. Forget the amount of preconceptions, ideas, and arguments, etc. Anyway. Sometimes it's important, but usually we should be free from those stuff. And then just turn up. That's pretty hard practice. Nice of you.
Oh.